Welcome to Community Focus, the programme where we explore the issues that matter most to society today. I'm your host, and joining us in the studio is Inspector Vicky Nambiar to discuss a worrying trend: the rise in crime rates among teenagers. Welcome, Inspector.
Thank you for having me. It's an important topic, and I'm glad to be here.
What do you believe is contributing to this rise?
There are several factors, but one major cause is the lack of proper parental supervision. With both parents often working long hours, many teenagers are left unsupervised.
That's concerning.
Yes, it really is. Peer pressure is another key issue. Many teenagers seek acceptance, and sometimes that leads them to make poor choices just to fit in with the wrong crowd.
Are there specific areas where this problem is worse?
Definitely. Crime rates tend to be higher in neighbourhoods that lack social support. Without recreational centres or community activities, many teens fall into crime simply out of boredom.
Are schools doing enough to help?
Some are trying, but there's room for improvement. Stronger discipline policies and more counselling services are needed. Schools should not only focus on academics, but also on emotional support and behaviour monitoring.
And what about social media? Does that play a role?
Absolutely. The kind of content teenagers are exposed to online can shape their behaviour. Some social media posts glorify violence or criminal activity. And without guidance, teens may imitate what they see.
So, what advice would you give to parents?
Parents should work on building better communication with their children. Know who their friends are, keep track of their online activity, and encourage them to get involved in meaningful hobbies or group activities.
What positive steps can teens take?
They should participate in positive activities, things like sports, volunteer work, or creative clubs. These give them a sense of purpose and help them stay focused.
Thank you, Inspector. That was very insightful.
You're most welcome. I do hope that more individuals, particularly parents and educators, will take the necessary steps early on before matters spiral out of control. What starts small can grow into a serious problem later in life.